I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
School children who grew up in the 1950s participated in a variety of drills. Children prepped for various emergencies by responding to different bell tones. One such bell tone would indicate a fire drill and had children exiting the building in an orderly fashion. Now, given the proximity to World War II, there were air raid drills, and another such bell identified them. These air raid drills found children being herded into the hallways or under their desks in what became known as duck and cover. Now, as with all of these drills, it was understood that there were no actual fires or air raids, and they were merely a practice in case the situations really occurred. Now, fast forward to modern times. In response to the possibility that students had to respond to school shootings, such as the one that occurred at Columbine High School in 1999, many school districts conducted regular shooting drills. Now, some of these shooting drills included simulated gunfire and blood, and often happened with no warning that the attack wasn't real. Children were not often told that these drills were just a rehearsal. Now there are questions about whether or not these kinds of sudden, realistic drills are actually traumatizing the kids. Some school districts have changed the way that they conduct these drills. These changes include letting students know the events are not real and notifying parents via text as the drill begins. 39 states require lockdown, active shooter, or similar safety drills. But there's no consensus on how these drills should be conducted. School psychological associations have suggested that while these drills have the potential of saving lives, if they're not conducted properly, they can cause psychological harm to students and staff alike. And all the drills that were conducted in the 1950s and 1960s, it never came out that there were any lasting psychological effects on students or staff, but they were made aware that the drills were just an exercise, and unless there was an actual building on fire or air raid sirens accompanied by multiple planes flying overhead, there was no reason to become unglued. Now, while the students were taught the seriousness of what these drills represented and gave a slight insight as to what they might face in real situations of fire or air raids, there was always the understanding that it was make-believe. It's understandable why school authorities have felt the need for students to take potential threats in a very serious vein. Recent school shootings have certainly been more prevalent than either school fires or air raids were in the mid-20th century. And in the event that a school shooting does occur, authorities rightly want the students to take it seriously and act in an orderly fashion to thwart any risk to them. But having students, staff, parents, and others traumatized does not help anyone act in a cogent manner. Students and staff must be clear thinking and logical and cannot panic if a threat of any kind suddenly appears. Those who are leading the students in the right direction should be recognized for what they're doing. To those who have frightened the children, and by extension the parents, they should be taking a cue from those who are being most effective in educating students how to act and react in the most logical and effective manner possible. We do want schools to be a safe haven for our children, no doubt. But we don't want to scare them half to death to make a point about safety. Now, this is one issue where all schools and staff members should be on the same page. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.